Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's Recovering Gleek : Ugly Podcast. Welcome to our second Patreon preview episode released from the vault. I don't know what our official name for them are, but here's the second one. One of the beauties of our Patreon is that we don't have to just talk about Glee. We can talk about anything that the patrons want us to talk about. In fact, the majority of our Patreon bonus episodes have nothing to do with Glee whatsoever. So we thought it'd be fun to give you a little preview of the non-Glee side of things. We have covered all three High School Musical movies on our Patreon. So here's a special sneak preview of our episode on High School Musical 3. This complete episode is over 3.5 hours long because we had a lot of opinions about High School Musical 3. But here's this little snippet. See you next week when we finally get back to your regular scheduled programming and talk about the iconic, the legendary Season 6, Episode 4 of Glee, The Hurt Locker, Part 1. But for now, here's High School Musical 3. Boom.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
16 more minutes to number one. 16 more minutes, get ready, game on! 16 more minutes, the best. I'm so sorry to, what time is it? Is an incredible number. I don't want to take away from what time is it. Now or Never is, in my opinion, the best opening number in the High School Musical franchise.
Here's how we differentiate. I do want to take it away from the other song. I don't even remember its full name. This song is superior in every way. Literally, you should have seen my ass last night. Like, you know, things just, like, get in my body and I have to, like, wiggle them out sometimes. I jumped to my fucking feet and I was, like, marching in place and, like, wiggling everywhere just because I was so excited to hear this song. It's so good and I was full sobbing.
Okay, this is where we're the same. Picture me watching High School Musical 3. I'm 27 years old. Yeah. I'm old enough to rent a car. I'm old enough to not have health insurance. I am alone. No one else is in the room with me. I cannot count the amount of times during this movie I was dancing during numbers. I was clapping along. I would catch myself singing along. At one point, partway through a number, something happened and I started applauding as if I was in the theater. Like,
I love that.
This movie gets me going in a way that few movies do.
Honestly, it is intense. And the way that it, like, just, like, has this visceral reaction in our bodies, it is wild. I, like, needed it in my, I remember I was with my roommate, Caden, and I was turning it up really loud because I just wanted it, like, in my skin. I wanted it, like, it just was so, I needed it. I don't know. And he was like, okay, we can't turn it up that high. We've got neighbors. And I was like, I need to hear it more. I need to hear it. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I love this freaking movie.
Ugh, this movie's incredible.
Yeah.
Before we dive too hard into it, do you want some facts?
I would love some facts.
Okay, some hacked sacks. No, some hacked skacks max thracts.
Oh yeah, it's time for the
hacked skacks max thracts.
Thracts, that's good.
You know, like what a bug has instead of a butt, they're thract.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Just a little thorax humor for you.
You know me and my love of thorax humor.
I know you are a big fan of thorax humor. So, part of the problem is since this is the third movie in a franchise, there's like not a lot to talk about behind the scenes, because a lot of like the fun facts apply to all the High School Musical movies, and therefore we already talked about them in the first one.
Like East High is a real place. We know.
Yes. What?
I know. Did you know I've been there? You've been there.
What?
Have we talked about this?
Yes, I have been there. I have been there. I have a picture of my very pregnant sister in front of Sharpay's locker.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay. So, High School Musical 3 was released on October 17th, 2008 in London. Mm-hmm. And then we peon Americans had to wait another week until October 24th, 2008. I still remember the night I saw this movie. I was at my church's trunk or treat.
Oh my gosh, a trunk or treat. A thing that I think more people need to do.
I agree. I agree. It is more common outside the Mormon sphere now.
Good.
It is like spreading into the rest of the world, I've noticed.
Everyone should do it. It's a great way to trick or treat and then get your family home in like an hour. It's awesome.
And it's a fun way to like really commit to decorating.
Oh, yeah.
Because decorating the trunk of your car is so much less pressure than your house.
Oh, yeah.
So you can like have a lot of fun with it and make it super creative.
I love it.
I remember one time, not to make this a trunk or treat podcast, but this family, the husband was a pirate, the wife was a mermaid, and they like made their entire car look like a pirate ship.
That's amazing.
And then their trunk was full of like chocolate gold coins.
That's so cool.
It was awesome.
I love people like that. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, as with all the High School Musical movies, it was directed by Kenny Ortega. It was written by Peter Barsaccini. God bless. Those two men, they have done so many wonders for my life. Our founding
fathers, Peter Barsaccini and Kenny Ortega. Honestly.
Put them on Mount Rushmore.
Honestly, that's
Come
what
on.
I think.
Yeah. Put them on the $10 bill. Sorry, Hamilton. I meant $20 because I wanted to get Andrew Jackson off, and then I said the wrong person. Sorry.
Whatever.
Okay. Here is the funnest fact about High School Musical 3. And I think we may have touched on this before because it's so wild. So this movie was announced before High School Musical 2 came out. In the spring of 2007, Disney was like, oh, we're also going to make a third one, by the way.
They said, we have to get Zefron under contract now.
Exactly. They were like, his star is about to blow, so we are signing him before his agent gets wise to what he's working with.
Before they catch wise to how much of a star he is.
So the title that Disney announced for High School Musical 3 was Haunted High School, baby. There's no other information about that besides the press release.
Yeah.
And by that summer, that had been dropped. And I am so curious to know what the plan was for Haunted High School.
I feel like I've probably talked about this before, but I remember being like, an eyeball deep in my vampire phase and being like, this is my like this is my Joker. I was like, this is everything to me. I cannot wait.
This is my Joker.
I said that in 2007. I said that. And I don't remember, like, I think I'm, oh my gosh, just devastating when it didn't come to fruition. I'm still waiting for it. I guess it just,
honestly,
I just
Disney, it's not too late.
I don't think so.
Zefron went to East High last summer.
Literally.
Get Haunted High School
and
on the
Vanessa
books.
Hudgens
Let's
was
get
there
it
too.
Working.
A bunch of them were there.
So here's what I think that's about. I have so many thoughts. So I know that you are not in the High School Musical, the musical, the series fandom.
Right.
I am deeply so. For anyone who doesn't know, which, like, go look it up. It's genuinely a great show. Disney in 2017 made a TV show called High School Musical, the musical, the series. And it is a mockumentary TV show about kids attending, like, the real East High in Salt Lake City, Utah, who are doing a production of High School Musical at East High. And it's about, you know, them doing High School Musical at the school where High School Musical was filmed. That's at least what the first season is about, and then the next two seasons are about different stuff. Right. But it's genuinely very fun. It's like a love letter to High School Musical, but then it also kind of like lovingly pokes fun at the more ridiculous aspects of High School Musical. It is like part sincere teen drama, but then also like self-aware and aware of how ridiculous it is. I really enjoy that show. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it gets better as it goes along.
Hell yeah.
Spicing hot take. That's from awesome. Me. Because I think season one takes itself too seriously. And then seasons two and season three are a little more tongue-in-cheek, but still like the character interactions and the character arcs are very earnest and sincere. But the circumstances that they're in are a little more tongue-in-cheek, and so I like them more. Cool. But Disney announced that the premise for season four of High School Musical, the musical, the series, is that Disney has decided to film High School Musical 4 10-year reunion. And so the cast is coming to film at East High. And so it's about like the students going to school while they're filming the new movie. And it's been announced that like Lucas Grabeel is coming back and is going to be in it. And Monique Coleman's going to be in it. And Corbin Blue's going to be in it. Corbin Blue is already in season 3.
Yeah.
It has not officially been announced that Vanessa Hudgens or Zac Efron are going to be in it. But I'm wondering, because they both posted pictures at East High last summer. I was like, are they hinting at something? Because Zac Efron, hear me out. I'm in love with Zac Efron. Yeah. He and I are getting married.
Something
I love about him.
We could be sister wives.
I'll be his sister wife.
I would happily be sister wives.
Something I love about Zac Efron is like, he's so charismatic. Mm-hmm. He's like so handsome. He's in some very like high profile movies. He does not like, he very easily could bury High School Musical and just be like, that didn't happen. And obviously, you know, like he didn't attend the 10-year reunion. Like he's not as into it as the other cast is. But every time he's asked about High School Musical, he speaks so highly of it and about how like that was such a fun time for him. And he's so proud to be in those movies and he thinks they're such great movies. And he said in an interview recently, he was like, I would be willing to do a High School Musical 4. I think it'd be so fun to work with that team again.
I love him. I love him. So that makes me like cry. I just love him so much. I think he's such a good guy.
Not to get our hopes up, but maybe check out High School Musical, the musical, the series, season 4.
Honestly.
And maybe we'll see some Zefron and V. Hudge.
I love them
back
so
on Disney
much.
Channel where they belong.
Gosh, they belong there. Oh my gosh, that literally, that makes me so excited. I don't even know how to sit still.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Haunted High School.
Yeah.
No one knows besides Disney itself why that plan was scrapped. Here's my theory. Just a theory. I've got a theory. It could be the fact that Zac Efron got too famous and Disney realized they were only going to be able to lock him down for one more movie. Yeah. I think that Disney was like, oh, this is our cash cow. We're going to make these movies indefinitely. And then Zac got cast in Hairspray.
Oh, yeah.
And Disney was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. He's a superstar.
Yeah. Like, he's going to start. Because even I was reading articles about a High School Musical 3 and about a lot of Hollywood people saying like, this is beneath Zac, not like criticizing his performance or his movie, but they were saying like the amount of money that Disney is paying Zac to be in this movie is a steal. Like they are lucky he's willing to do this movie. They don't realize essentially the talent that they are working with right now.
I bet.
Like his star was super on the rise. Essentially, the entirety of Hollywood was telling Disney, you're lucky he's agreeing to do this third movie for you. And I'm sure they were like, oh, no.
They're like, okay, let's wrap this up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's put a bow on it and give it a finale because we're probably not going to be able to have Troy in the future
honestly,
movies.
Honestly, I think that's a good choice. I think, like, having these three movies, like, be, like, kind of wrapped up like this is a good choice. I think, I don't know what would have happened with The Haunted High School. I probably would have enjoyed it. But, like, it probably wouldn't have like as big of an impact as like these three movies do with each other.
I totally agree. And like, I want to see Haunted High School because like that's a camp dream.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Even who came up with that idea? I want to kiss them on the mouth. It's so stupid.
I know. Give it to me now.
I do think it's like High School Musical is obviously not first and foremost, but it's obviously like pretty corny. Mm-hmm. But I do genuinely think that the stories that each of these movies are telling for kids are like very relatable, very important stories.
Oh, yeah.
All three of them. And then to have like a random one sandwiched in the middle that is like, hey, kids, you ever had ghost come to your school?
Like, let's put on a musical with them. Like, what the fuck? No.
I'm sure some kids can relate to that, but not me.
Yeah. And I mean, who knows, like, when they decided that especially in the timeline of, like, High School Musical 2. Like, heaven knows, like, when they decided that and when they, like, scrapped it and what was the plan for the rest of the series. But, like, mm-hmm. It just would not have fit in these movies that we know. It would have had to be a different, like, series in general, you know? I don't know.
But Peter Barzacchini, if you have a draft somewhere that you wrote of Haunted High School, send it our way.
I know, I want to read it. I'll sign anything. I will NDA that hardcore. You can sue the out of me if I tell anyone. I just want to know myself.
I'll give you one of my kids.
You can have all my kids. I'll give you one of my kidneys. I want it. I want it bad.
I'll give you one of my kids' knees. They can have a prosthetic.
Honestly.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. They'll be fine. Anyway, I want it bad, though.
Haunted High School, goodbye.
Yeah.
Just two small fun facts about this movie. Cool. The actor who plays Chad Danforth's father in this movie is played by Corbin Blue's real-life dad.
No way.
I know, it's so cute.
I didn't know that at all.
Also,
that's so sweet.
Also, Selena Gomez was offered the role of Tiara Gold and she turned it down.
Honestly.
Which, hear me out, would Selena Gomez have done a better job than this girl? Dare I say she probably would have.
Yeah.
I'm a big Selena Gomez fan.
Yeah.
But do I think that Tiara Gold would be the camp queen goddess that she is, mm-hmm. and have left such an impression on my heart and soul if she had been played by Selena Gomez? No.
If she went,
the fact that she's British for no reason, exactly, and the fact that she sings Let's Dance is very important to me in who that character is.
Oh my God.
The night of nights tonight.
Let's dance. Freaking weirdo.
I cannot tell you, Tiara Gold, she really puts this movie over the edge for me. I love a like All About Eve sycophant. Oh,
totally.
Who is pulling in Olivia Newton-John in the fact that she can't do an American accent, so they have to rewrite the script.
To
pretend to be like, oh, she transferred here from London. It is iconic. I'm obsessed with it.
And it makes no fucking sense.
It's so stupid.
Oh,
like,
my
she
God.
Went to the London Academy of Dramatic Arts. Why does she want to be the head bitch at this public high school? Like, stay at that place.
Literally. It's really funny.
Amazing.
And the fact that we know nothing about this girl, it's spooky. She's a big creep. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. The Night of Nights Haunted High School was about, it was about Tiara Gold going full Jason Voorhees on this place. Just hacking
full
them
Jason
up.
Voorhees. Oh my God. Hacking people up. I'm obsessed. That's why it got scrapped. It was kind of violent.
Tiara Gold. Yeah. Peter Barzacchini turned in the script and they were like, Peter, this is an X-rated script. You cannot get away with this kind of gore. Not even on Disney Channel. You can't get away with this kind of gore in
anywhere.
A regular movie theater.
No way.
He's like, well, you're stifling my creativity.
Yeah. So he scrapped the whole thing and he said, if I can't do it right, I'm not doing it at all. Peter Barzacchini,
exactly.
Good for you for sticking to your hatchets. I'm obsessed.
Exactly. But he did keep Tiara Gold, and for that we love him. for that. We love him.
She is so funny.
The icon, the legend, this girl never acted again.
I looked at her IMDb page last night and I said, this girl hasn't done a thing.
First of all, no hate to Gemma, whatever her last name is. I do genuinely think she does a pretty good job. It's just like a crazy character. Mm-hmm. But it makes her more of like a mythological figure for me. But it's like this random actor came out of the woodwork, gave us, dare I say, the best performance of the decade. And then was never heard of again. What's she doing? Tiara Gold is out in these streets walking around unknown. She could be anywhere.
Not to me. If I could recognize her, I swear to God. I'd be like, you're Tiara Gold. I could
either that mole, her little like beauty mark mole. I'd know that thing anywhere.
She's so cute. I wonder.
I'm clocking you, Gemma.
Is she from Utah? Like, I know she's like British, but like, does she live in Utah? Like, how'd she get this part?
Like, seriously, it's so weird. It's so weird.
It also makes sense to me that anyone could have been flown in for these movies. I assume they're all local.
The fact that they were like, okay, we wrote this film for our up-and-coming Disney Channel star that we're like priming to kind of like take hold of the channel, Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez is like, thank you, but no, thank you. I'm not really interested. And they say, well, I guess we'll have to fly in this bitch from Yorkshire, England.
Literally.
We have no other options. Oh my gosh.
She's awesome though. It's spooky.
No, I want to make it clear. I think she does a good job.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She's a band. Okay.
She's
an
a band?
Update on Gemma McKenzie Brown.
Hell yeah.
In 2020, her band About Bunny released their debut single Special. So everyone go and check it out.
That's awesome.
Go support our girl, Gemma McKenzie Brown.
Shout out. We love you.
Shout out.
On the night. Do you think they sing that?
The night of nights. The night of nights tonight. Okay, if you're listening to the podcast and not watching, I just need you to know that every time I sing doing her shoulder point that she does. I cannot start talking about the spring musical before we have finished these facts. The spring musical in this movie has truly stuck with me in a way that few scenes in the
cinema
film canon has. In a way that I cannot describe. Okay, this movie is the best movie ever made.
So
I'm like on the verge of
tears talking
about this.
It's like my favorite Saving Private Ryan. It's amazing.
This is my Saving Private Ryan.
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan.
This is my Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane who?
This is my godfather.
Amen. For real. Oh my gosh. Marlon Brando, more like Zac Efron. Is that Marlon Brando?
I think so. I don't know much about those movies, but I'm pretty sure it's Marlon Brando.
It is.
We're Isn't good. It nice you have you have internet again so you can Google things?
Yes. It makes me pretend to be smarter than I am because I can look stuff up before I see it. Instead of on the ship where I'd be like, I don't know, maybe this.
And I don't know how to Google things, so I guess, and it would just go ungoogled. I've never used it. What's a search engine? Oh my gosh.
Okay. Back to the production of this movie. After that TR Gold detour, which we will be revisiting,
we'll be
there will be a few TR Gold detours. Tiara Gold. So this movie began principal photography on May 3rd, 2008, is that right? Did I mean to write 7 and I write 3rd? Because that seems like too fast of a turnaround to me. Mm-hmm. Let me look that back up. Because the movie released in October and they started filming it in May?
Huh?
I guess that's possible.
Okay. I'm sure they had enough money like funding the project. They could have like, you know, got it done as fast as they wanted.
It is 2008. Shoot.
Wow.
Salt Lake paid them $2 million to come film in Salt Lake.
Oh, I bet.
Again. Because they were like, please, this is our number one tourist destination is East High.
This regular high school. That's true.
Just like
and that's still some the case. School. It's insane to
Truly.
Me. It is still the case.
Talking about you saying this movie had a big budget. So, High School Musical 1 had a $4.2 million budget. High School Musical 2, they upped the ante a little bit. $7 million. Ugh. High School Musical 3.
I can't even hear dare this I number. Say,
dare I say this is one of the main reasons that this is personally my favorite film of the franchise. Has an $11 million budget. Nearly three times the budget of the first movie. And like a 35% increase from the budget of the second movie.
Wow.
And that's, I will be pointing it out as we watch this movie. But that's my favorite thing about this movie is you can tell they spent like $9 million. And then Kenny Ortega was like, we still have $2 million. What the heck are we supposed to do with it?
Yeah.
And there are so many moments in this movie where like special effects happen for no reason. Like it is spectacle for spectacle's sake. It doesn't really make sense with the plot. It doesn't really make sense with the characters. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny to me. I'm obsessed with it. It's amazing.
This movie is so
truly
good.
They were given a budget they didn't know how to handle, and I love
honestly, it. Honestly, it is like absurd to see even the first shot of this movie, or you know, one of the first shots being like that, like close up on Zach's face that is like mm-hmm. the most high definition camera I have ever seen in my yes. entire life. I was like, they probably paid $2 million for this camera alone, and they never used that camera again. Oh my gosh, like
real.
You see every single one of his pores, you see every, oh my gosh, it was intense. It was intense.
Like, gone are the days of High School Musical 2 where everything's like kind of in soft focus and the only colors are orange and then like piercing blue
piercing
and green.
Blue. Yeah, seriously.
Now we have all the colors of the rainbow. Everything is in the highest definition mm-hmm. possible. We got camera angles out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. You know the cinematographer was like, well, I've always wanted to try a shot like this, so yeah, we might as well put it
might
in here.
Well. Oh my gosh. And they're all like, this is the biggest project we'll ever work on ever in our lives, so let's put money and time and effort into it. That's another thing I love about these movies. I don't sense that anyone is sick of it yet. You know what I mean? And I mm-hmm. sense that like every single person involved is like happy to be there, excited to tell the story, you know, like working very hard to like make it work. And it's just awesome. I feel that from every angle, like not just the actors, from like every person involved. It's so cool.
And I think it's because like you said, it's like a Disney Channel crew.
Yeah.
Like they never anticipated that this was going to happen.
No way.
So for a lot of them, I'm sure it's kind of like the biggest project they've ever worked on. I mean, obviously some of them, that's not true. Like Kenny Ortega had done so many mm-hmm. things before High School Musical. But for a lot of them, I'm sure that's probably true. And I think they were so thrilled and excited. And you can just feel that excitement.
Oh, yeah. Well, I sent you a link to the production designer's website, which like, what the fuck? But I was looking at all of his stuff and he like mostly does Disney Channel stuff. Like, you're right when you say it's mostly a Disney Channel crew. This guy like mostly does Disney Channel. And you can tell like there's so many amazing things in this movie, like production, like set wise, that like it was probably just like a kid in a candy shop. Like so fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm sure he got this budget and was like, I can finally make all the things that are in my brain and not have to like keep scaling everything down. Oh my word.
I know.
I'm obsessed with this movie.
So cool.
And then even with that huge $11 million budget.
$11 budget.
They bought two biggie bags at Wendy's and that was the whole budget for the movie. Even on top of that, this movie grossed $252.9 million.
And it's what they deserve. It is what they deserve.
Truly. So, on its first Friday, it opened to $17 million, which broke the record for biggest opening day for a musical movie. That record was later broken again by Les Mis in 2012. But for four sweet years, High School Musical 3 had the biggest opening day of any musical movie ever.
That's so awesome.
But they also broke the record for biggest opening weekend for a musical. They broke it from Mamma Mia.
Mm.
And they held on to that record until 2015 when Pitch Perfect 2 took it, which this is a superior movie. So get out of here,
Seriously, get out of here, Pitch Perfect 2.
My final hacked, skacked, macked, thracked is that BBC film critic Mark Kermode, this man, I don't know if you could tell by the fact that I said BBC film critic, is hired by the BBC. He is paid to critique films. Mm. And he listed High School Musical 3 in his top five movies of 2008. And he said that one, Ashley Tisdale, was the best supporting actress of 2008. I know that's right, Mark Kermode. You got good taste. Come on.
No, he gets paid for this. He's got good opinions. Oh my God. He's got good taste.
Truly.
That's awesome.
Mark Kermode knows what he's talking about.
And I honestly, I think these movies are so special because, like, yes, they're like made. This one obviously isn't made for TV, but like they're made for children. They're made for like young adults. And like they're transcendent. They are, and like they are as relevant to me now as they were to me in 2009. I'm obsessed with these movies. They are awesome, and they like just like have this amazing reach. And I think they're so smart. I think the lessons that we learn in these movies are awesome. I just think these movies are perfect. They're so good.
I so agree with you. Something that keeps the High School Musical franchise in my heart forever is a lot of, you know, like DCOM movies or whatever, like I like children's movies that I watched growing up, not necessarily like the beautiful animated like Pixar Disney DreamWorks movies I watched growing up, but you know, more the like TV movies. I rewatch them as an adult and I enjoy it because I have a fondness for it, and then I kind of enjoy it because it's like, oh, isn't this silly. The High School Musical movies I go back to and I still am like, oh, isn't this silly? But I'm always shocked every time by also like the level of talent and like how good the story is and just like the quality of the whole thing. Like there's something about the High School Musical franchise that has a magic spark to it that you can tell they were not throwing these movies away. It was not like, oh, you know, we have to release a DCOM every month. So this is this month's DCOM. It's like this was a passion project for a lot of people working on it, and they put a lot of effort into it, and you can really feel it.
Yeah.
And I'm always surprised every time I go back to them by how genuinely good all three of these movies are.
Absolutely. And like each one of them has like just a part of my heart. It's just, I don't know. Even last night, I walked away feeling so good. Like it's so nice to watch a movie and walk away feeling good and walk away feeling honestly like inspired. Like I felt really like, you know, it's just the story of like these kids who like have built a life they love and have to leave it for something else and like are, you know, growing up. I just think, and like just on the precipice of their lives, it's just such a beautiful story. Oh my God, I love them. They're my best friends. I just love them.
High School Musical 3. Now, I've spoken a big game about this, and I stand by it. I'm so glad we're finally here talking about this movie.
Yeah.
Because the hottest take in the world, apparently, it is my personal favorite of the franchise. I have always said this. I think it's the best one. Mm-hmm. And people always get mad, and they always say that it's the worst one.
Oh, who says it's the worst? Yeah.
Oh, people always tell me it's the worst one. And I think part of the reason is people were mad that it was released in theaters because they were like, oh, well, I have to like go out and see it. But if it's not released in theaters, it's not getting that $11 million budget. Literally. And that $11 million budget is the best part of this movie. So
literally,
I could go to the Cinemaplex and see this movie. I do think watching it last night, that High School Musical 2's storyline is stronger. I think High School Musical 2, it has like the Troy and Gabriella stuff, which I do think is strong in all three movies. But specifically the Evans plotline, mm-hmm. like Ryan's plotline of becoming mm-hmm. his own person and separating from Sharpay is fantastic and completely ignored in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's just back to her lackey again. And then Sharpay has the plotline of kind of seeing the error of her ways and making a self-sacrificing move. And I do like the stuff that Sharpay has in this movie, but I do think that it's stronger in two.
Oh, yeah.
However, the budget, incredible in this movie. The spectacle, incredible in this movie. And I just think the songs are bangers, bangers, bangers all the way down. Not a flop in the bunch. And just as a whole, although the second one has a stronger storyline, the third one is such an experience. Mm-hmm. That I'll watch the third one any day.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
And I feel like I totally agree with everything you say, but like that's what puts High School Musical 2 over the edge for me. Like there's some mm-hmm. things in High School Musical 2 that I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? Like what's going on? But the strength of every plot in High School Musical 2, like it's not just a Troy and Gabrielle story. In fact, I think that's like obviously the A plot, but it takes a backseat to like the friendships they're making. And like Taylor McKessie has great and Chad Danforth is like fucking up on that movie. And like they are kind of lost in this movie. And like the Evanses as well, they are very strong in High School Musical 2. It is very much an ensemble piece, that one. And it's about like the friendships you make in high school. And this one, I think, you know, obviously it's the last one. And like, I'm a huge Troy and Gabriella stan. Are you kidding? I ship them hard. But I think like, you know, it's this movie is like so sappy, so they don't want to leave each other that we miss so much from the rest of the cast. And that's what makes this movie not my favorite, because I love this entire cast and I can tell this entire cast loves doing these movies. And to just like, when I sit down and think about it critically, that really like, I don't know, it hurts my feelings to watch, because I want to see what Taylor McKessie's up to. She's going to be the president. And if we're talking of Troy Bolton, like who the fuck is he? Just kidding. I love you, Troy. But you know what I mean? Like, I care so much about all of these characters and they are not in this movie at all, you know?
Yeah, no. And I think that's such a fair point, and I agree with it.
Yeah.
I just, the...
It's amazing. This movie is amazing.
Seeing a movie full of people that can't believe they're in a theatrical movie is just so exciting to me that it kind of like, it makes up for a lot of sins.
I totally like, get that.
I think this movie is flawed. I agree with everything you say. I also think so much of the sophomore stuff is so blatantly trying to set up a sequel that never happened and is like distracting from the main plot. But I'm like, let's cut. Like, we don't need Jimmy the Rocket. Get him out of here. Tiara Gold, she can stay.
She can
stay. But Jimmy the Rocket, we don't need that.
Oh my God, I'm so bored with Jimmy the Rocket. Thank you for bringing it up. So bored.
Yes. And so there are things in this movie that I'm like, why? But I also like, I like the fact that this movie takes place at East High again. Mm-hmm. It's nice to come home for the finale. I like that, you know, Miss Darbus is back to being a main character. The Boltons are back to being a main character. High School Musical 2, it's like, you know, High School Musical 1 is like we're in the Shire.
Yeah.
And then High School Musical 2 is like, here we go. We're going on this journey. Here we go to Mordor.
And the whole time we're like, remember the Shire?
And then High School Musical 3 is like, we're back in the Shire again. But like, we've changed as people because we went on that journey in the second one.
Totally. Totally.
And so there's every critique you said, 100% agree with, but there's just like some magic sauce to this movie that makes me prefer it.
I hear that. And like, there's something to be said of the second movie's not even about a musical. Like it's about, obviously they're going to do a big song. They're going to do a group number, but it's not about a musical. And there's something special about the first one and the last one that are about like putting on a musical and like what that entails, you know,
especially this like avant-garde doesn't have a plot line, we're talking about ourselves bullshit. What is this show, Miss Darbus?
Can't even imagine being an audience member for this show. Oh my God, it's so weird.
The audience is full of the most brainless people on earth, because the way that this show makes, first of all, if the show goes on without a hitch, the show makes no fucking sense.
No sense.
Beyond that, you have Sharpay and Jimmy the Rocket singing a song together and then leaving the stage, and then two different actors singing the same song as the same characters.
Could you imagine being the Juilliard people? Like, they have no context for this.
Yeah. And then later, Sharpay re-entering as a different character who's already on stage and, like, battles with herself. And the assumption is that everyone in the audience, like, knows everything going on backstage and is intimately familiar with all of these kids. So they, you know, kind of get what's going on, and that's why they're so excited. But those two Juilliard scouts don't know who any of these people are, and they must be so confused. And they still pick two of them to go to Juilliard.
It's insane to me. And, like, this show makes no sense. And the fact that it's just big numbers and then everyone taking, like, huge bows, like that's almost a part of the show. Is there any, like, text in this show? I doubt it. I don't even know.
It is, like, the most self-indulgent play imaginable. Can you imagine?
No.
You're going to, like, your nephew's High School Musical. You know, like, it's a really big deal for him. He's in the ensemble. Yeah. He's a freshman. And so you're, like, you're going to support. The whole thing is the seniors patting themselves on the back and just being like, we're such stars. Listen to our college plans. Here's what we're going to do. Also, one of us is going to run off the stage and you just have to sit here for 5 minutes while we try to get him back. We're going to work through our beef on stage, fight with each other on stage. I would be like, these kids are so not ready for the real world. They're about to be humbled big time.
Literally, this is going to be the world to college. Them. Punch them. Seriously. It's
seriously,
wild.
The real world's going to go.
Especially right Juilliard. Faces. Are you kidding me? Not that I don't think that the people who win the Juilliard scholarship are deserving of it. Like, obviously, the choreography is amazing. The music is amazing. That's kind of like maybe standalone in in all of it. But it's like, I cannot even imagine being the Juilliard people, being invited to this, and it making any sense and having any fun. Like, I'm sure it'd be, like, maybe fun, but it's, like, you need so much context to know what's going on. The musical is so weird.
Those Juilliard people traveled to Albuquerque, Mexico? That doesn't happen. Juilliard does not send scouts. You go to them.
Literally.
Wild. But here's why Kelsey deserved that Juilliard scholarship. She was right in the show as they were rehearsing it. Literally, Miss Darbus
is a genius.
Miss Darbus just threw on her, like, oh, by the way, you're going to write the show about everyone in the show, which means that you can't start working on the script until we have our first rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And Kelsey is, you know, in a closet somewhere crying, just like desperately writing lyrics and music, trying to beat the rehearsal schedule. She wrote this whole thing in like 4 weeks.
She's a genius. She's awesome. She should go to Juilliard. I hope
seriously
she succeeds at Juilliard. She's awesome. It makes, honestly, that's something about these movies that, like, you know, is interesting to think about, like, from a theatrical standpoint. It's just they make no sense. But I don't think I really care.
Well, that's one of the main things that takes this movie over the line for me. The first two acts, big fan, love them. The third act makes so little sense.
It's really clunky.
It is such a fever dream. It is like borderline psychotic. And that is what sells it for me. What was happening on that stage? It does not make any sense. And the fact that the audience gives a standing ovation to everything that happens. The first number
they rival
of the
Glee
Spring
audiences.
Musical.
It's intense.
Worse than the Glee audiences. Oh, they give them three standing ovations in the first song.
Well, listen, the first song, I did too. I leapt to my beat. And I can't say that if I saw it in person, I wouldn't do the same. It was amazing.
I also am obsessed with a movie that is so high on its own stink that It
knows
does
it's
a review
good.
Of itself.
You know what? And like, frankly, this movie deserves it. It is so good. And they know it's good. And they know these songs are good. And they know that, like, these actors are good. I love it. I'm into it.
It's the best. Spring musical. I love you.
It's also, like, the first musical we've seen
Like, yeah, we never saw Twinkle Town.
I know. And honestly, maybe thank goodness, because I don't know that I would have enjoyed it this much.
Well, and we, during Twinkle Town, we were talking about, like, what this?
What's the plot?
What is this show about? Yeah. I feel like this show probably doesn't make sense. And judging from this one, I'd say we were probably onto something. Twinkle Town probably did not make sense.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Poor Kelsey.
Kelsey, you're a genius, but let's get you a writer, girl. You don't know what's up.
Seriously, like, you write some incredible lyrics, you write some beautiful melodies. You need to work with someone who knows how to, like, tell a story.
Yeah, totally. The arc is great. Let's chat.
There is no arc. It's crazy.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Let's talk about Now or Never. Let's really get into the weeds.
Thank God.
One.
Oh, thank God.
The way this movie opens is just them taking the money and dangling it in front of us.
Literally.
Just wiping our faces with it, saying, did you hear? We got $4 million extra. And then just, like, washing their armpits with it.
Literally. The, like, we're not just DCOM money. It is Disney feature money, baby.
Seriously. The intro of, like, the close-up of the lights lighting up, and then it turns into the three, and then High School Musical comes into focus, then the whole thing explodes. I was like, oh, you had an extra, like, 100,000 lying around that you didn't know what to do with. You're like, let's
someone's
do this.
Someone's whole job, someone got hired to do that. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we have, God, like you said, I'm not a sports guy. I don't care.
No.
And yet, this whole number, like, Coach Bolton talking to them in the locker room and saying, like, you've only got 16 minutes left in your Wildcat uniform, like, make it count. Also very funny. He says, you know, we only have 16 minutes left of the game, and it's like a close-up of Troy, you know, someone we really care about. And he's like, only 16 minutes left on this team. Like, close up of Chad, someone we really care about. Mm-hmm. You've only got, and for the you seniors in this room, you've only got 16 minutes left in your Wildcat uniform. Close up, like, close up, faces the whole screen, some random extra we've never seen in our whole lives. And he does, like, a slow-mo.
Where's Zeke? Give me Zeke.
He's got, seriously, put Jason on the screen. Like, there's other.
That's the big thing I hate about this movie. Where the fuck is Zeke? Where the fuck is Jason? I need them. They're my friends. I want to see them.
Come on. Oh, shout out to that extra.
Yeah.
But yeah, that all gets me so pumped, so excited. I'm like, I've never cared more about the outcome of a basketball game in my whole life.
No way. I literally was like, do I get sports now? I was like, I want to experience this, but I don't think I would actually get that anywhere but a musical. So maybe not.
Yeah. Let's add more singing and dancing to sports.
I've always said that.
That's the thing. Baseball is the most boring sport ever made. I'm so sorry. I like watching baseball. My eyes right out of my head. But damn Yankees. I'll give it a try.
I told you I went to a baseball game last year, and I was so taken aback at how much waiting there is. And, like, no one hits the ball ever.
Yes.
It's just people walking around. It's so boring.
One time, I was at, so here's a story that I might have told on the podcast. In high school, I had to go to baseball games a lot, weirdly, like,
for what?
During school, because spring training happened, like, 5 minutes from my high school. And my choir used to sing the national anthem at the games a lot.
Oh, sure.
And so choir was last period. So our teacher would drive us to the spring training game. We'd sing the national anthem and then we'd stay for the game. And she would make us stay because she was like, you'd be in school otherwise, which honestly, fair point.
Yeah.
But one time my sister and I could not handle it anymore. And our mom at the time had cancer. Mm-hmm. And so we told our teacher, we were like, oh, sorry, we got to go. And she's like, why? And we're like, oh, we got to be with our mom. And she didn't even ask any questions. She was like, okay, totally fine. Go home. And we literally exploited our mom's cancer so that we could leave the baseball game. I feel it was like boring.
I'm obsessed. Baseball sucks. Sorry. But when two boys, you know, switch clothes during their baseball game.
Exactly. I don't dance. I want to watch it. I love it. I love it. Now or never, I'm suddenly a basketball fan.
I was like, basketball is the most riveting thing I've ever seen in my life.
But truly, the way that this song is written is like genuinely, it's a masterwork.
Oh, yeah.
One, the way that it starts with, you know, apparently a quarter in basketball is 16 minutes, something I only know because of High School Musical 3.
Oh, I literally couldn't even, I couldn't have told you that at all.
I might be incorrect.
I thought they just like called like a timeout.
I think they're in the fourth quarter. Maybe how long is a quarter in basketball? Each quarter lasts for 12 minutes. What?
What?
What are they doing?
12-12. Doesn't make any... 12, it 12, doesn't work.
12-12. 12-12. More minutes to number one. 12-12. 12-12. 12-12. More minutes. Get ready. Game on. Okay, they made the right choice. But the way that it starts with... Oh, my gosh. I'm like... I can't talk about it.
No, I know.
It starts with that whispered chant. And then on game on, 16, the beat 16, drops. 16, the shot opens up. And the genius... We have so many moving parts. We have... the Troy lead vocal of like, this is the last chance to get it right. This is the last chance to make it all night. Are those the words? I don't know. And then we have intercut with that, the cheerleading bit.
The cheerleading. Oh my God. It's so good.
Amazing. With like Martha Cox really holding it down. Casey Stroh dancing her ass off.
No, literally. She deserves an Oscar. It's amazing.
Getting our boys energized, boosting morale.
She's amazing.
And even Coach Bolton yelling at the boys in time with the music.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Come on. Bum, bum.
He's like, the way we play it's tonight. Amazing.
Amazing. I just.
They probably got him in the booth for that. It was amazing.
It's so good. It's so good. Like. It just has this feeling of energy, has this feeling of excitement. The cheerleading segments are so exciting and fun. Something that has always been funny to me is that the East High cheerleaders are always like, we're going to win it. This is how we take home the championship. Come on, boys. Like, we're in it to win. The West High cheerleaders are always like, hey, we're doing okay. Hey, you know.
We're
if
doing
we lose,
it.
We still
right.
love
we're
you.
We're doing all right. Yeah.
It's literally, we're putting up a fight. That's the lyric. It's like, you know, West High, we're trying and we can't ask for anything more.
That's the thing is like West High, and you see this like in the basketball and in like the text, like Troy is like super, he's like, I'm triple teamed out there. I can't get the ball. You know, like they know. And every single person in this like showdown knows, like this team is a force to be reckoned with. They've won like 2 years in a row. They're gonna win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's so, you know, they're putting up a fight. They know who they're
West
fighting.
West High Knights. Yeah, we're putting up a fight. It's okay. You know, we're at least it's not a landslide. That's all we can ask for.
That's the thing is, that's why it's so, like, they're freaking out so bad. Is they're like, we should have beat these jokers in a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They're like, we're not winning until the last quarter? That's ridiculous. It's West High.
I know. It's so good. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
And then the drama of Troy gets hit.
Oh my God.
They call a timeout. You know, there's some things that on paper, it's just like, that's too ridiculous. That's not going to work. Don't do that. And then you see it on screen. I buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy breathing. Troy is injured. A wide shot. For some reason, everyone in the stands takes this moment where a player is clearly hurt to hold up their signs to make the Wildcat logo.
It's amazing.
We have a wide shot of all of the signs coming up to make like a giant wildcat across the stands while the wildcat mascot is doing back handsprings in front of them. And then in the sea of red signs, a singular woman in a white dress stands up.
Oh my gosh.
White dress in a sea of red and yells, "Try!" It is... and the fact that you can like kind of hear it before, you hear like, "Try! Try!
Yeah.
Try!"
It's amazing. And I love this part so much. You're so right when you say it's ridiculous when you think about it, but it is so beautiful. And you know what? I have had moments in my life where I've been like, "Oh, I can't do it." And then I see someone in the crowd, like,
and it's
know,
like you can do it, just
me.
Know that I believe.
Oh my God, you can do it, just know that I believe. And that's all I really need. I'm literally going to cry. Like, that is so beautiful. And they have, like, I don't know, they have such a special connection. They've, like not to, like, stand this couple so much, but they do, and I just love it, and I just, like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And him, like, getting, like, really pummeled down, and Danforth, like, picking him up, you can see it in Troy's eye that he got, like, the wind knocked out of him. Like, it's scary. I've never understood sports this much. It's so good.
Something I love about this movie that I just realized when you were saying that is this movie treats its own characters as if they are mythological characters, as if they are like Greek gods.
Oh, completely.
It's like Troyella is Zeus and Hera, which is a bad example because Zeus cheated on Hera all the time and she hated his ass.
Yeah.
But like,
but
I
they're
can't think
the
of a healthy
couple.
Relationship
they're
in Greek
the
mythology.
Couple.
But like
Hades and Persephone. Nah, I don't think they're as healthy.
There's a lot of examples that we'll continue to point out in this movie, but just this moment, it's like, this is Troyella. Mm-hmm. Like, of course we're going to have this sweeping epic ballad moment where she is standing up in the stands with a spotlight and he's on the ground and they're having this love connection and then it inspires him to go on and win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It is really beautiful. And I feel like me watching that, I'm inspired to go win my own basketball game. Mm-hmm. Like, it is infectious. Oh, God, it's so awesome.
And I do love, you know, not a big fan of Jimmy the Rocket Zara, but I do love that how they win the game is Troy is like, West High knows that I am the player.
Yeah.
And they're paying too much attention to me. So I'm going to throw the ball to Jimmy. No one will be covering him and he'll score the winning shot.
Yeah.
And if that's not Troy Bolton, I don't know what is.
He is a flawless person. Obviously, like, you know, High School Musical 2 was him, like, dabbling in flaws. And he was like, maybe not. And then, and
like,
now he's
me.
Flawless. Not for me. Thanks, though. Now he's flawless. Like, him giving this cool freshman the winning, like, the winning basket. I don't know what these, what the names are. The winning, like.
Flinging balls for touchdowns.
Honestly, like, to a freshman. He is such a good guy. Oh my God, I love you, Troy. I just love him.
All right. More thoughts on Iron Never? We moving forward.
Here's my thought. It's amazing. It's perfect. I love it.
Amazing opening number. This is God. Here's the deal. One of the reasons I love High School Musical 3 so much is that I think it's not true for all of them. But we do have the staples in like what songs are in a High School Musical movie. There's the opening, the closing. There's a Troyella. There's like two Troyella duets.
Yeah.
Although in this movie, there's three, but there's always at least two. There's a Sharpay Ryan number. There's a Troy. There's a Gabrielle is leaving number. And there's a Troy has an existential crisis number. Mm-hmm. And I think that most of them, not all of them, but I think most of them, for me, my favorite iteration of that archetype of song is in High School Musical 3. And I do think that Now or Never is my favorite High School Musical opening.
Easy.
It's incredible.
No question. It's amazing.
Also, shout out to that amazing giant wildcat head in the stands. That thing is cool.
Very cool. Super, like, and they like bring it to the party afterwards. They're like, this thing is awesome. Let's put it at our party. Let's bring it to the Boltons.
Like, someone worked on that all week. I bring it to the party too.
Fast forward.
So they're at rehearsal. Miss Darbus enters. Chad says, what is the musical even going to be about? And Miss Darba says, I have no idea. So I don't know you, I guess. We're just going to actually, you know, the plot of this movie is going to be High School Musical 3. Mm-hmm. We're doing High School Musical 3 on stage. It's very meta.
Said, what's
it's
high
very
school
Inception.
Musical? I love it.
That's the, it literally, they perform a stage version in this movie that we are watching. They perform a stage version of the movie that we are watching.
It's really weird. It's so weird.
That, like, talk about, like, snake eats tail. Like, that is going to make your brain fold in on itself if you think about it too hard. It's crazy. Miss Darbus got an early screener for High School Musical 3 senior year, and she said, bitch, this is
she said,
a winner.
I'm stealing this.
She said, I'm ripping this off, and I'll do it first so they think it's my idea. Peter Barsaccini be damned.
My brain is going to implode if I think about that. I don't want to.
Fast forward.
Segue into, we're in the cafeteria. Sharpay and Ryan are talking. She's talking about the future plans for them and how the future is so bright, bold, and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we get into, I want it all. I'm going to be so candid here. High School Musical 3, in my opinion, is the best of the trilogy. Mm-hmm. If you disagree, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I get the critiques of it. I get the virtues of the other movies, whatever. I Want It All is the best production number. Like, it is the best fully fledged number in the High School Musical canon. That's not my opinion. That's fact. If you don't agree, you're wrong. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out. I agree. It is incredible. It is like the perfect thing to do for these two musical theater weirdos. Like, it's like you have this show about musicals that is mainly about people who don't do musicals. And it, I don't know, sometimes I feel like does a disservice to, especially these two. And the way that they just throw everything at the wall, everything. Like, think bigger. I want it all. It's everything. The sets are incredible. This song, amazing. The, like, what, like, the way I walk away from it, like, feeling renewed in my own sense of, like, fucking, like, ambition. It's amazing. I love this number. And like when we get to like the is that the bridge where it's like that I want it, I want it. And then like that little dance bit that's like almost like Fosse-y. Oh my god, I'm shitting my pants. It's amazing.
I so agree with everything you said. Oh my gosh, like the way that it's big spectacle, but it's all like big theatrical spectacle. Like it looks like you're watching a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. All the sets are built like it's on a Broadway stage. The way that, like you said, there's like a Fosse section. They go through all these beautiful different looks. My favorite part about this number is the way is the fact that it's the future as Sharpay sees it. Mm-hmm. And she has cast all of her peers in subservient roles.
Literally.
She's like, oh, Jason and Zeke, they're my bodyguards. She's yeah, like, literally. Oh, Kelsey, yeah, she drives me around. Oh, that bitch Gabriella who stole my part,
she's my maid. Danforth, he's a cop now.
She has to screen my calls from Oprah, but I'm too important to talk to Oprah. And then Troy Bolton, the boy who doesn't care about me, is my stalker fan, has my face tattooed on his arm, and I can't be bothered. It is like the character work in this song. This is something I really love about High School Musical. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of the other Disney musicals, specifically the more recent ones, are very focused on hitting like a catchy hook, mm-hmm. but they kind of don't, like they're songs that could be sung by any character.
Yeah.
You know? And High School Musical, the songs are all bangers, but they feel so specific to the
totally.
Character.
That's such a good
And
song.
This is so the world according to Sharpay. It is so clearly in her perspective and how she sees the world and how she sees the people around her. And I love it.
It's so awesome. And like as a musical theater girl who, I don't think I was ever as evil as Sharpay, but who like felt like I like was kind of too big for the school that I was in, and I was ready to like get out there and for people to finally realize that like I was like someone, like someone worth something. Mm-hmm. Like it is so beautiful. Like it's silly, it's amazing, but it's also like Troy Bolton like fawning over her and her just like not giving a shit. It's everything.
And that's all we got for you today. If you'd like to hear the rest of our thoughts on High School Musical 3, or our thoughts on High School Musicals 1 and 2, or our thoughts on a variety of other topics, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/recoveringgleek. See you here next week when we're talking about The Hurt Locker Part 1. Goodbye!
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.